This morning we invite you back to the book of Hebrews chapter 13. The book of Hebrews chapter 13. We're going to begin reading with verse number 1 and we'll be reading down through verse number 6. Hebrews chapter 13 beginning with verse number 1. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of these six verses. This morning we want to continue on with that of our study of Hebrews chapter 13. And in so doing, our focus text this morning will be that of verse number 2, where the writer of Hebrews writes, Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Now, the text breaks down into two parts. We have, first of all, a command. And the command is, be not forgetful to entertain strangers. And then we have the reason, or perhaps we could say a motive, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Our subject this morning is, be not forgetful to entertain strangers. This is the command which is set before us here in that of our passage. Now the question arises, what does this command mean? This command to be not forgetful to entertain strangers. Well, the phrase to entertain strangers is translated from a Greek word which means actually hospitality. There are two root words that make up this Greek word, and in these two root words, we have that of the thought of love and that of foreigner or that of a stranger. And so we have that of the meaning of love or the showing of love to that of strangers. Now, it is an action word. It's one where the action that is being spoken of is to indeed be enacted. You know, here he says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers. This is not that we would merely be mindful of it, but the ideal here is that of an imperative, and it's that of an act that would be a continuous thing. It is in that of the present tense, and it's in that of the active mood here. And so we're being called to act. We're being called not only just to act one time, but we're to being called here to act, and it be an action that is a continual thing that we would do. Now, the idea here is love being shown to strangers or to those outside of the community. To receive as a guest, to lodge and provide food or drink or care. Now, one might wonder, well, this command was given. It was given by that of the writer here to that of his readers. And how in the world would this apply unto us? Let me say to you, it does apply to us. And we will consider that as we go on forward in that of the sermon. But before we get there, I want to draw your attention to several of the translations that are later than that of our King James translation. In the King James Version, the American, or the Authorized Version, the New King James Version, we have that of entertain strangers. In the Revised Standard Version, the English Standard Version, the New American Standard Version, we have to show hospitality to strangers. In the Good News for Modern Man, the translation there translates this Greek word as welcome strangers in your home. And so this kind of gives us a little bit of the flavor of that of the word that we're looking at here, which is that of the action that is being spoken of here. It's the idea of entertaining strangers, the idea of that of showing hospitality, that of welcoming, that of individuals. Now, under the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus, we have these words. And this, of course, was to that of the Israelites of old. But the strangers that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself. For ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. And so here in the book of Leviticus, that of the book that is included, that of the books of Moses, what we commonly think of as that of the law, the Israelites were instructed that they were to show that of love, that of hospitality to that of strangers. Now, as we come to that of the New Testament, we find that Jesus speaks of this subject. Matter of fact, Don read from that of Matthew just a few moments ago. Speaking of that of Jesus coming in glory, and how that he would sit upon his throne, and that he would take the nations and he would divide them one by one, the sheep on the right, the goats on the left. And then he would say to those on the right, come and inherit the kingdom which has been prepared for you. And in those verses we find that Jesus tells his disciples that these ones whom he is spoken of, he is speaking of here, that they had shown that of love, that of compassion. And it was to that of the least of the brethren. And he says, and in so doing you showed it unto me. Another passage that we have in that of the New Testament where Jesus speaks of that of the ideal of hospitality, that of showing what we might consider that of Christian love for those that we come in to contact. Luke chapter 14. He says, then said he also to him that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Now here in these verses, we see Jesus speaking of that of what is before us here, that of hospitality, that of showing love to ones that we would come into contact. And he says, don't show it to that of those that you know that are close to you, your friends, that of your immediate family, so to speak. Not that he was saying not to do it, but his point being is that they would reward you by turning around and inviting you. He says, but rather invite that of the poor, that of the maimed, those who cannot pay back, those who have not to give. Now, I wanted to stop here and have us to think for a moment. We are of those individuals in one respect. You say, how does Steve? In that Jesus invited us. He welcomed us. He gave to us when we had nothing to give back. We had nothing to give. He welcomed us, providing all of our needs. As we think of that very thing, and then that of the command that is set before us here by that of the writer of Hebrews, we can see that not only, beloved, this command not only applied to those to whom the writer was speaking of, but beloved, the command is also for us. And there is some application here for us. Before we leave that of the study of our word here, or the phrase here in that of our text, to entertain strangers, it would be good for us to realize that Christian assemblies in that day, they assembled in homes. And hospitality was something that was looked upon with great favor. There were those that were traveling, proclaiming the gospel, missionaries, and other believers. And so, Christian brothers and sisters, such as teachers, missionaries, refugees, they often needed food, lodging. And lodging in that day was not something that was very safe. They had what was called lodges, as we would think of, as that of a motel. But for the most part, they were kind of dangerous places. And so it was much better to stay in a home of one. And you say, well, that's believers, Mr. Steve. Yes. But the command here, I don't believe, includes just believers. I believe what we see here is in verse 1, we have a general statement by the writer of our book. He says, let brotherly love continue. The love of the brethren. Naturally, that love of the brethren would be that love that would extend not of hospitality to other brethren. But I believe as we go on forward in that of our passage and we come to verse 2, that love is not just love for the brethren, but beloved, it's love for those that we would happen to come into contact with, or they would come into contact with us. As that of our text reads, be not forgetful to entertain strangers. In other words, showing that of Christian love, that of Christian compassion to those who we may realize they don't know the Lord. But that shouldn't stop us from showing that of Christian love unto them and that of hospitality, which might be that of lodging. It might be that of setting food before them, providing for that of their needs. And in so doing, beloved, being like that of our Lord. Remember them that are in bond, or be not forgetful to entertain strangers. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. The verbal action of our text is found in that word forgetful. The not is, of course, a distinct Greek word. So we have that of a verbal action here that is being spoken of in that of a negative way here. Be not forgetful is what is set before us. Or we could put it, forget not. Do not neglect is another way that this could be translated. Another translation translates it as remember. Remember. The Greek word here has the meaning of to be inattentive, to neglect, to overlook, or to care nothing about. So we're being commanded here to not do something. And that not to do something, that something is that of hospitality. We're being called on not to be forgetful, to show hospitality. To show hospitality, or another way of wording this, that of Christian love. Now, in the New Testament, we have several places where this subject comes before us. Hebrews chapter 13, where we have our text this morning, isn't the only place that hospitality, that of Christian love to those that we would come into contact with, that of showing care, concern, provision. This is not the only place that we have that of this thought or ideal. Over in Romans chapter 12, if you'll turn there with us. Romans chapter 12. In verse number 13, and if you remember, Romans chapter 12 is the practical side, or the section of that of the book of Romans. And so here in chapter 12 of Romans, and in verse number 13, Paul writes, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. And that word given has the idea of that of pursuing hospitality. Over in 1 Peter chapter 4, and verses 8 and 9, Peter writes, and above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. And then, as we think of that as a qualifications for an elder, one of those qualifications found in that of Titus and in Timothy is that an elder must be hospitable. So this is a theme that does run through that of the scriptures. Paul, Peter, they all speak of it. Coming back to our text, he says, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware." Next, I'd have us consider that of the reason or that of the motive for that of this command and for that of obeying the command. "For thereby some have entertained angels." The conjunction "for" here indicates that we have a ground or a reason for the command set before us. I take it as that of a reason or that of a motive for that of the command. It being that thereby, or we could take that word and translate it by or through, showing hospitality, the reference is, some have entertained angels unawares or not knowing. Not knowing. Now, most commentators, in commenting on this text, and especially this statement, for the most part, they refer back to that of the historical account given to us in the book of Genesis, chapter 18. And if you remember anything about Genesis, chapter 18, it's the historical account of that of Abraham and Sarah. And there are three men who come and they visit Abraham and Sarah. And those three men, one of them is the Lord himself. And the other two are that of angels or angelic beings. Only they are in that of the form of men in that of our passage in Genesis 18. As soon as Abraham lifts up and he sees these men approaching, he gets up and he addresses them and greets them and he invites them to sit down and to rest. And he is automatically very, very busy about that of trying to make them at ease, to welcome them. And then that of his wife Sarah, to have her to make that of provisions for these men. Now, if you look in that of the passage, I don't know that as we would look at the very beginning that Abraham and Sarah really knew that one of them was the Lord himself. Or that the other two men, that they were angels. However, by the end of the account, the historical account that we have, I have no doubt that Abraham and Sarah knew that one of them was indeed the Lord himself and that the other two men were indeed angels. For Abraham and Sarah, in that of them welcoming, showing that of hospitality to these three men, they were blessed twofold in that, number one, the promise with regards to that of their son. The Lord told Abraham and Sarah, this very same time, a year from now, Sarah will have the son. Now, if you remember this, the history, Abraham and Isaac, or Abraham and Sarah, had been waiting a long time for this. We have chapters 19 and 20, and in chapter 21 we have that of the birth of Isaac. But also we said it was twofold. Number two, Abraham and Sarah, to them was made known what God was up to. To them was made known what God was going to do. And it had to do with regards to that of Sodom and Gomorrah. And the judgment for those two cities. Abraham and Sarah, as they ministered to three men, they were blessed. Blessed greatly. For they had God Himself, the Lord Himself, in their midst, bringing to them a message of promise and assurance. And of what He was up to. What is the application of this text? Is it applicable? I've told you twice that it is. We've been considering in our text that of entertaining strangers or showing that of hospitality, that of Christian love to those who we may not know or know not very well. What is the application? Well, the application, beloved, is that of us doing that very thing, and in so doing, being an example. Being an example to those that we come into contact of that amazing love that we know in that of Jesus Christ. That welcome that we received from Him. And by doing so, beloved, we have an opportunity to share that message of hope and of His love. All right, let us stand. Let's have a closing hymn.
Lord, that we would show that of this hospitality, that of Christian love to others. Lord, how that you welcomed us, and that we would do so also, Lord, by welcoming them and caring for them. Lord, we pray, Father, for your blessing upon each one as we all go our separate ways this morning. Lord, we pray that you bring us back to the point of house and time, and welcome your word once again. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.